Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined this week by Dr. Mike Emlett and Julie Lowe.
This week we're going to talk about fees for counseling, which is kind of an interesting subject that many of you are thinking, well, this may not relate to me, but it's also a ministry question, I think. The question goes like this that we receive from our Ask the Counselor series, which you can submit on our homepage. And it goes like this: is it appropriate for a certified biblical counselor to charge a fee for counseling?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say context really matters here. I think there are – one of the things that we need to realize that there are many contexts wherein biblical counseling takes place. Much of that happens in the life of the local church. That could be done by lay counselors. It could be done by people who are on staff at the church, pastors of a church, elders of a church. But not every context allows for that kind of church-based care, and so there may well be situations where someone will provide counseling and charge a fee for it. I mean, we charge a fee for counseling here at CCEF as a what we would say is we're an extension of the local church in that regard. We want to partner with local churches. So I would say context really plays into that question.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, one way of answering that is to say, yes, it can be appropriate for a certified counselor, a biblical counselor, to charge a fee. But as Mike said, it's what's your situation? What's the population you're working with? Is it part of a church? Are you receiving some kind of income from the church? Are you doing it individually? There's even questions of, does charging a fee help people feel more secure that they're getting a service? Does it hold them accountable? There are counselors that might charge a fee, but then continue to collect the money and give it back to the counselee after they're done their counseling services as a way of holding them accountable. And then there are people that really want to give, or they feel like they should be giving, and paying for a service indicates that they're getting some kind of quality of care. Mm. So I think those are all the things to consider as well, not just the context and whether you want to, whether it's right or wrong to, but can it possibly be even helpful to charge for the people you're working with?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would want to do everything I can to partner with local churches. I mean, there really are a lot of iterations of this, if you will. You could imagine a freestanding counseling center that charges. You could envision a counselor or counseling center that has partnered with several churches in a particular region to be a place where counseling can take place beyond the local congregation. So I think there are a lot of ways of doing it. There's not a right way or a wrong way. And I also think it's going to make a difference state to state. There are some states where you couldn't do that without a license, without a state license, actually charge a fee for counseling. So it's important for someone who's considering doing that to know what the regulations are in one's state.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's just the issue of personal conviction. Some people want to do it just out of their generous spirit. Other people need to have some kind of income, and you just have the complication of all those factors. What are you allowed to do? What's legal? What's appropriate? What's wise? Mm. What are your personal convictions? Mm-hmm. What's helpful? So you're kind of factoring in all of that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we pay, and hopefully we pay our the leaders of our churches, our pastors, other staff members of church. We don't. It's appropriate to do that, and there may well be the need for. And again, when I think of the church, I also think church more broadly as well, so that any one given local congregation may not have the resources to do care for someone struggling with teenage pregnancy or with other focal counseling issues. And so I think we also need to think more broadly in terms of churches partnering together and the kind of counseling situations we've talked about where someone may be their vocation and they charge a fee for doing that as a counselor.
Well, thanks for thinking about this with me this week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.